We're doing the laws of laundry.
She broke the bread once.
We're doing the laws of laundry on Shabbos, and we had discussed that in order for something to be a prohibition of laundering, it has to be absorbent. We discussed the machlokas of Moshe Feinstein and of Moshe Halberstam last week about cleaning off the thick plastic tablecloths, putting water and washing it off. That Rav Moshe Halberstam said there's no problem with that, that that's not considered even the rabbinic prohibition like a hide. That's what we discussed last week. Now we move on to the aspect of squeezing out, what's called schita. So part of laundering is when you squeeze out the liquids from the garment, you squeeze out the water from the garment. So even if a garment's clean, we don't squeeze out liquids from that garment, even though technically squeezing out liquids is a problem when you're going to use those liquids. And here, you squeeze out the water, you're not going to use that water. It doesn't matter. We don't squeeze out a garment from its liquids. Let's say you, where this comes up is sometimes when you take cotton balls and you dip them in water. Sometimes you'll see when you're, Bezrat Hashem, you'll have children. Children will very often have the tear duct closed. And if you want to avoid an operation, a simple thing that you do is you take a cotton ball and you massage down the line of the nose, and that slowly, gently opens the tear duct if you do it early enough in a child, you know, the first month or two of a baby's life. So let's say you put some water in that tear, in the cotton ball, you're not allowed to squeeze out the cotton ball. Now, paper. Now, let's say you want to take toilet paper and you want to get it wet. You're not supposed to squeeze that out. Let's say you want to make a compress on Shabbos. You're allowed to put water, just not to squeeze it out. We said that putting water into something is the first step of laundering it, but when you just want to get a paper towel wet, that's okay. That's we're going to continue in the next room because I see they need to come in.